This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Some college ridiculousness here. We've got Parker on the line. We're going to bring him back. Apparently there are protests that have been going on now for a little while at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. Video apparently coming out of college students basically flipping out, cursing, shouting. And we can talk more about that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
There's some sort of racial issue going on here with this college. I'm not sure exactly what that is. It's new to us, so that's why we're hearing about it here. Parker had called in on Skype, and he's back with us. So, Parker, what is it that is going on out there?
Well, I have a limited understanding of it, and there's some backstory to this that even I don't know the full nuances of. But my understanding of it is that this sort of demonstration, not the particular one that has happened recently, but the concept of the demonstration had gone on for at least a few years now, where white students would leave, or I think it was black students. I think black students would leave the college campus for a day, and then they would come back for a day or something like that. Well, now what they're saying is, if you're white, then we are actively telling you, you need to be off the campus because you're white or something like that.
Seems like a really ugly thing to do.
Yeah. And so this college professor, Brett Weinstein, said, yeah, I'm not complying with that. And now,
sounds a way to get killed.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because you're going to a college campus where people are doing some sort of solidarity thing, and it seems like whenever there's these kind of protests lately, they turn violent, especially out in that area of the country.
Yeah, they do.
Here's a story from the Washington Times. I'll give you a little bit more information. We'll keep you on the line here, Parker, if you want to comment. The president of Evergreen State College, this is from yesterday, in Olympia, says he's, quote, grateful for the passion and courage demonstrated by a mob of students that has taken over his campus and driven a professor to teach off campus due to concerns for his safety.
Yeah.
In a speech delivered May 26th, responding to student demands, college president George Bridgesaid said that he is, quote, grateful to the courageous students who had voiced their concerns about discrimination on campus, saying further, quote, let me reiterate my gratitude for the passion and courage you have shown me and others, he said in his remarks, as reported by the student newspaper, quote, I want every one of you to feel safe on this campus and be able to learn in a supportive environment free from discrimination or intimidation.
What's this discrimination of which they speak, Parker?
Well, first off, there's a different story by the Washington Post entitled Professor Told He's Not Safe on the Campus After College Protest at Evergreen State College. Quote, I have been told by the chief of police it is not safe for me on campus, said Evergreen State College professor Brett Weinstein.
But he wanted to go on campus, according to this story here. It says here that he was targeted, told by campus police to hold his classes off campus, but he wrote an email in March saying he would not participate in a No Whites Day of Absence at Evergreen. Quote, in this email he says, you may take this letter as a formal protest of this year's structure, and you may assume I will be on campus during the day of absence. On a college campus, one's right to speak or to be must never be based on skin color, unquote.
I think I'm with the professor on this one. The idea of a no whites day of absence, I don't really understand. I'd have to hear a lot more about it to be able to get on board with something like that. I don't, of course, think that discrimination's a good idea, but if there's any discrimination going on, it sounds like it's against white students for being on campus.
Now, what day is this supposed day of absence supposed to be? I'm not clear on that.
Again, I'm not entirely certain, okay. But this clearly seems to me as though it's essentially black supremacy, or it's black discrimination against white students and faculty.
Well,
and
I'm not going to go all that far.
There's racist on
self segregation. Okay. And the things that were fought for so very hard by, black people in the 60s and the 70s are essentially being voluntarily undone because...
But this isn't voluntary if you're threatening people to say, you better stay off campus or we're going to get
violent. I understand that, but there have been black proms and all kinds of these sort of black events where whites are unwelcome. This is the next logical step, which is, look, we're going to have Black Day at the college. You guys have White Day every other day. It's Black Day on Tuesday or whatever it is. And then, it just, the sort of this progression. I'm not for segregation, and whether I think that you should be able to do it. I think that's a right on your own property if that's what you wish to do. I will support that right for white bigots or black bigots, but I think it's a bad idea. I think we can come together and we're all better off for it, frankly.
Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. A little bit more here from the story at the Washington Times. The missive written by the teacher, again, back in March, and others that he had written criticizing a proposal to increase the role of race in faculty hiring later became public and prompted about 50 students to surround and berate Mr. Weinstein outside of his classroom on May 23rd. So that was last week.
So a bunch of American students circled up a Jew and yelled at him? Is that what happened there?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay.
In an interview...
See, this can be painted any way you want. Mr. Weinstein probably doesn't self-identify as white.
Fake news. Fake news.
Yeah, this is bad.
In an interview Friday on Fox News, Weinstein said, students have threatened violence if their demands are not met. New video has also surfaced showing the student protests at Evergreen last week. The footage...
Remember when liberals were pro-peace?
Yeah, they're not being very, very peaceful here.
Yeah, they are mad about this whole Trump thing.
The footage depicts students shouting and cursing at Mr. Bridges, which I forget who Bridges is.
Is this the professor?
Bridges, I'm sorry. That's... Okay. I see. Bridges is the name of the college president.
Okay, Bridges is the president. Gotcha.
I misread Jeff his Bridges. Name earlier. I read his name as George S. Bridges said, but they forgot the space in between Bridges and said. That's why I got his name wrong earlier. Quote, why is it all these black women and femmes doing all this emotional labor in this space? One student shouts, whatever that means. These white A faculty members need to be holding him and all these people accountable. What is emotional labor?
I don't know. There's a lot of this stuff that
my
just
fields
don't
got about. Hurt.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, I just don't know. There's so much of this stuff is just beyond me. And I think that that's what this comes down to is that the communication has broken down in this country to the point that people are like, look, if you don't agree with me, I just don't want to ever talk to you again. Get out of here. And, of course, the student feels a right to be on a campus, as they should, but then, the right to kick other students and faculty off because of their color. I don't know, man. I mean, is this the path we want to go down? You're not allowed to be here because of your color? That seems like a bad, bad choice.
Emotional labor is the process of managing feelings and expressions to fulfill the emotional requirements of a job or a relationship. More specifically, workers are expected to regulate their emotions during interactions with customers, coworkers, and superiors.
So basically,
not being an insane lunatic while you're working a job and not being irresponsibly...
Right.
Yeah, like, okay. Whatever.
This was the old definition of
having
stress.
To control yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I have to control myself? What are you talking about? I should just be able to tell everyone to go laugh themselves.
Yeah, I should be able to scream at any customer who I don't like.
Well, that sounds a lot like millennials, doesn't it? I mean, like what we're being fed that millennials are.
This is some bratty stuff
here. Yeah, there's the emotional babies that, I guess the fact that I started working in retail at 12 years old informed my opinion on this, which is to say you are not necessarily allowed to share every crappy opinion that you have.
Oh, my God, I have to act like an adult? That's emotional labor.
That's what they're saying here.
Emotional labor is acting like an adult.
And guess what? There's more. And this story is pretty detailed here and pretty interesting. We'll tell you more about what these brats are up to, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE-LIKE. Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. An update on this case is they are apparently now demanding that footage of their bratty behavior be removed from the Internet. So somebody recorded videos of their protests, and they don't like it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You, of course, can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Whole Food Multi Complete.
And Mark. That's Mark.
That's right.
And Whole Food Multi.
Yes. This is Mark, and I want to tell you about Whole Food Multi Complete. It's a supplement that it doesn't just have vitamins and minerals in it, but it has enzymes and bone supplements, probiotics, antioxidants, all the things you need to be healthy. Now, when I started taking it, I didn't even know that the probiotics were going to help balance my digestive system to the point that I just lost 14 pounds, as a surprise. And that's a pleasant, pretty darned pleasant surprise, I've got to say. Not to mention the fact that, you know, it made my digestion generally, my digestive product is better than it has ever been. So I highly recommend this supplement and will be taking it on into the future. I don't care how long it is they advertise because I think it's a really great product. Whole Food Multi-Complete. And you go to Simplify My Supplements. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. Use coupon code FTL for your first order and you get 30% off. Now, with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, that's a pretty great deal. That's basically cost for them for the item. You can use Bitcoin, by the way. You just have to contact them through email. So head on over now to SimplifyMySupplements.com and use coupon code FTL. I cannot recommend this highly enough. Thank you to everybody who's ordered a Whole Food Multi-Complete because, they've had the most stunning results from their Free Talk Live advertising that they have of any sort of advertising they've done up to this point. And I think it's not just because they offer a great product, because they really do, but they found the right niche. So SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Evergreen students are demanding the footage of their riots be removed. We were sharing the news from Washington Times reporting yesterday on students who are upset because they are demanding apparently some sort of a no whites day of absence. Where
I really do think that these right to be forgotten people are like the worst kind of garbage too. You know, like
you mean
people.
People that don't want their news to be news, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just anything. You know, like, I don't want to be erased from the internet, but I can't. You know, like it's just you're trash. You know, just essentially was what that comes down to.
That was going on in Europe, too.
Yeah,
where
exactly. Where that's right to be forgotten law passed.
Was it France that did that, or was it more of Europe?
I forget all of
the
Europe
thing, but yeah, it was happening in France.
Right.
And I have to agree that information wants to be free. If you don't like your behavior being broadcast on the internet, change your behavior.
Yeah.
So they talk about why is it all these black women and femmes doing all this emotional labor in this space? One student shouts, and we learned tonight. This was another thing that we've learned tonight.
Emotional
what
labor.
What is emotional labor? According to, was it the Wikipedia that you pulled up, Johnson?
Yeah.
That basically says that, I've got it right here, that emotional labor is the process of managing feelings.
Well, I also found an interesting article, sorry, on Jezebel.
Oh, about emotional labor?
And how, you know, it's relegated to all women.
Oh, really?
And the emotional labor in the office place.
Well, the idea is that you as a worker are expected to regulate your emotions during interactions with customers, coworkers, and superiors. This includes analysis and decision-making in terms of the expression of emotion, whether actually felt or not, as well as its opposite, the suppression of emotions that are felt but not expressed. So if a customer comes up and says, hey, I didn't have a good experience here, and this is what happened to me, and you are upset at them for being upset, then you should just be able to let it out, is what these people who are complaining about emotional labor are saying.
When you have your own business. Until then, when you work for somebody else, then you need to represent that company in whatever manner, and that's part of taking.
No, I don't wanna.
Right, I understand.
That's too much labor.
You're not paying me enough to do that.
You just pay me to make the coffee.
Make the decisions.
Then I'll pay somebody else the same wage.
You can't do that.
Right, that's right.
I'm gonna call the government on you.
Right, that's because I was doing emotional labor. Emotional labor is what we called acting like an adult.
Quote, these white A presumably a-hole faculty members, going to put the whole word in here, need to be holding him and all these people accountable. Another student says, quote, I said I'm tired of white people talking about what black and brown people need. You don't know. Mr. Bridges, who is the...
Hold on. What do black and brown... If this premise is true, and I don't subscribe to this at all, okay? But if white people don't know what black and brown people need... And then how do black and brown people know what white people need? And why is it that they can claim to just take over the university? I don't know any of this. I don't even claim to have a color. But, you know, this stuff is just... It doesn't. It's.
I know
it's
what people
all
need.
All so one-sided.
I think people all need the same thing. They need air. They need water. They need food and shelter. And shelter helps. You don't need to have it, but it's pretty helpful to have.
Well, they're showing that needing to act like an adult is, you know, in high demand over here.
The president tries to answer, saying, "quote I'm just trying to respond." Another student yells at him, "quote Stop giggling.
Your response is not necessary.
Stop giggling and laughing every time we say something." He tries to respond, saying, "I'm not giggling. I'm not laughing at you." Another student yells at him. This student yells, quote, that's how whiteness works. Whiteness is the most violent effing system to ever breathe, unquote. The
there you
footage
go.
Came at the end of a May 23rd meeting between the administration and students. Much of the more damaging footage was not included
Our
in initial videos.
Would be like, I'm only laughing at you because you're stupid.
The video also appears to be the one students alleged was, quote, stolen by white supremacists and edited to expose and ridicule the students and staff, unquote. In their demands last week, students ordered that it be taken down by the administration by this Friday. Does that mean the administration posted the footage? Or that they want the administration to somehow take down footage that somebody else posted?
I think the administration should take down the footage, if only to get more of a story. Because you'll get more of a story by taking down the footage and capitulating.
You know what? You know Why? What?
Because then they'll start writing stories about how the administration capitulated, and then they'll show the video that much more often.
You know what just dawned on me, sort of what this, you know, really all stems from? It feels like this is the natural sort of outcome of the fact that parents aren't raising their kids anymore. And so what has happened is that being a teenager is now what is going on in college. You know, like, kids have been getting younger and younger because they're being treated like children well into their adulthood. Well, this is the natural...
Don't forget the economic turndown. Basically the Great Recession did that, too. Because of the minimum wage, then young people weren't able to enter the job market at the rate that they had been previously.
Yep.
So many of them didn't receive sort of job training.
Right.
And a lot of them...
They haven't had to act like
haven't
adults.
Gotten a
they're
job.
Still teenagers.
And when they do get a job, they're getting it in their mid-20s. I'm afraid... I'm of the opinion your brain's just not even set up for learning in the same way.
So
at that
basically
point.
What you're saying is 25 is the new 12 or 13.
It's not. 25 is the harbinger, the gateway to permanent childhood.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the ongoing conflict, apparently, at the Evergreen State College campus. You're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts, and you can join us here to take control of the airwaves.
Just shut up with your violent whiteness.
This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you know what? I haven't actually screened this video, so I'm not going to play it, because I'm sure
it's
full of profanity, with these bratty college students surrounding a college what do they call them, deans or whatever, the boss man president at the college, and basically kind of attempting to intimidate him is what the reports are saying here. In fact, they're so embarrassed about this video that they're demanding that it be taken offline, claiming that it was released by white supremacists who edited the video in order to make them look bad, is the idea.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video, you know, so I can't comment on how the editing or anything like that. But if, you know, if the verbiage that I've heard quoted in this piece is accurate, then, well, don't say the things that you don't want edited in, I guess. It's not like they spliced each word in and made up something, you know.
Something the person didn't say at all.
This part about emotional labor that these black ladies are doing that they're not getting credit for, and whatever emotional labor is. is exactly, and whiteness is the most extreme form of violence or something. You know, like being born Caucasian.
Quote, whiteness is the most violent effing system to ever breathe.
Okay, so whiteness is a system that I don't entirely understand.
Yeah, that's
the thing. I'm willing to admit I don't understand like the complaints here. I am willing to say that, but I have looked at complaints like this in the past and remained sort of unable to understand what's being proffered. If you can't make me understand it, by no means am I going to believe it and side with you. So, I'll go ahead and say that that's been the same with feminism and a variety of things. There's aspects to this stuff that I'll agree with. Sure, I agree white privilege exists. I don't know what's incumbent upon me because of it, because you identify me as white. Mm-hmm. What is incumbent upon me for that reason? Like, I thought it was all about what you self-identify as, but apparently it is evil of me to not self-identify as whatever it is that people think I should be, or what
I self-identified.
Yeah, yeah, what I self-identified as in the past before I had more information and all these other things. It's dizzying.
So there's a list of demands, apparently, that the students have made, and we'll share with you the response that the school has given to them. But first, let's go to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire, calling us on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hi, am I coming through good?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That's great. The first thing I have to say, it's very short, with Mark, and then I have a little bit more to add. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, there was some talk of 9/11 truth, and I have to ask Mark, did you really mean to say that? And I don't know the exact verbiage here, but that 9/11 is a settled issue, there are no kind of questions to resolve about what really occurred on 9/11.
So I don't remember saying this last week, but I do kind of feel this way. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like JFK is settled, right? Like there's whether or not we don't know what happened, but we're never going to know what happened. That's just kind of the nature of history, right? Like so,
the truth is that history is continually being updated and more data shows up. I mean, things do occur to settle things better than maybe they were before.
I concur with that.
There is no perfection.
No, there's no perfection in history, but there's sort of an outcome. And the outcome to the death of John F. Kennedy has occurred. So, like, there's not going to be an uprising now, 60 years or whatever it is down the line, 50 years down the line from JFK. If we find out, in fact, completely without a shadow of a doubt, the CIA, that LBJ worked with the CIA to rub out JFK because he was attempting to institute this government program or that government, upgrade or whatever it was that he was doing, that nary a thing will change in D.C. or the voters or any of those things. Would you kind of agree with that nothing would change if we found out that information?
I'd like to think that we're living into a world of greater enlightenmentness rather than lesser. and I think that enlightened people, are always open to finding out truths that have occurred, whether it's 50. I mean, that
then
occurred.
You're just more optimistic than I am.
That occurred in my lifetime.
Yeah, I know. And all I'm saying is that you're just more optimistic than I am.
Well, that may be true, and I think optimism,
change is made by optimists, because pessimists certainly aren't going to do the work to do it, right?
Thank you very much. So basically, I mean, getting to 9/11, which is, significantly more recent.
It is significantly more recent.
And the parallels between 9/11 and many of these events that occur that show all kinds of questions and not enough answures.
Right.
These events like JFK and 9/11.
Well, that's why I brought it up, to give us a little historical perspective. So let me give you my opinion on 9/11. I don't know. You don't know. And none of us out here in the media know really what happened.
Don't ever, you know, make the claim that it's you know, we know.
I think it's settled, though. I think it is settled.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay, so what it means is that the defenses have been set up on the other side against whatever the conspiracy story is. So whatever the truth is, well, I'm willing to go ahead and say this. The government's story is inaccurate, but they're going to defend it, and they're going to defend it well. Then there's all these other theories and stories out there that are going to bounce off of these defenses like so many useless ping pong balls because the defenses are set up and they can't, like 9/11 is no longer the spade that will unroot the weed of the state.
That much is true.
It's just not. It's just a, useless hobby.
I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that there is a possibility of the truth outing more than it is, okay? There are many...
Does that possibility increase over time?
There are many people that are actually continually working on producing the truth of 9/11. And, you know,
does that work get more effective over time? I mean, what I mean by that is, if this new information comes out, you know, are people paying more or less attention to it? Is it more likely to have an impact now as opposed to 10 years ago?
I have to say it depends on, you know, what the nature of the population is going for. There is presently a fairly large group, you know, a minority, obviously, but a large group of people that have looked at the 9/11 and they say, listen, this was completely jacked up and done something different. We want to know. And I think
doesn't that get less effective over time as, you know, we distance ourselves from that event?
I can't judge that.
I think I can. And I thank you for the call tonight, Abel. I appreciate hearing from you.
I have 2 points you wanted to make.
Well, you can call back another night. But anyway, what I'm going to, you know, decide here on this is that as time goes by, it becomes less and less relevant to people. And, you know, yeah, even though most of us were alive and adults when this thing happened,
I think it becomes less relevant.
George Bush isn't in office anymore, and he was at that time. I mean, so if some of these revelations had come out and stuck with the public, you know, within 5 years, I think it would have been far more effective 5 years after than it is 15 years after, that it is 30 years after, and, you know, George Bush is dead. What are you going to do then? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial on in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Just take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've still got to come back to Elon Musk and his plan to bring about this so-called universal basic income. That's where we started the show tonight. We barely even got into it. But you can bring up anything you want. We just had Bad Slave on the line talking about how he still believes that here we are in 2017. It's been 15-plus years since the 9/11 attacks, and he still thinks that this is a relevant issue to, you know, persuade people about how evil the government is. And it's just like there's a reason why, for instance, copblock.org, I've been looking at that site recently. I'm kind of a fan of it. And there's a reason why they don't keep harping on the same violent, bad cop story that happened 10 years ago.
Well, because there's always new ones.
Because there's always new ones. There's always some sort of other example of how depraved and violent and dangerous and crazy the state can be. And so you keep presenting those stories. You don't have to keep, you know, trying to persuade people on one particular belief about what happened in the past, which is what the 9/11 truthers are still trying to do today. Is they keep bringing out claims about what they believe to be facts, which, of course, many of them are rebuttable, and there's, you know, rebuttal to the rebuttal to the rebuttal, and, you know, this has been going on for more than a decade and a half at this point. It would seem to me like as time goes on, you're sort of whittling down the amount of people who are, one, willing to even listen to what it is you have to say, and of those who are willing to listen, willing to really give it a serious consideration as any in any way relevant to what's happening today, because George W. Bush is long disconnected from the current administration of what's in there now in D.C.
Yeah, so let me rebut that. I research World War One and past U.S. conflicts ad nauseum. This is a hobby.
You're a
of
historian.
Mine.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
I like to look into that stuff, and I like to use the information that I glean from these to sort of point out the relevancies of U.S. foreign policy today and these sorts of things, and yeah. How war. I believe that you can look at just about any war, World War II included, and see why, essentially war is a terrible communication method. I believe it firmly that it's a terrible communication method. I think you can look at all these conflicts, but I think World War One is particularly telling, and I like to use it. It's 100 years old. This information is 100 years old. So are you telling me that my research in World War One is what we're talking about 6 or 7 times less relevant than the 9/11 research just because of its age?
I would say that the difference there is that, you know, if what we're talking about are uncontrovertible facts from World War One, and then
uncontrovertible. Okay, so there's not much controversy to them. All right,
using those to make a point today about something that's relevant now, that makes sense. But the thing with 9/11 is all of it's controversial. Everything is in controversy about 9/11. There is,
and that's where I feel personally that there's no juice in 9/11, the topic, because of all the controversy. You have to have studied so very, very, very hard in order to find out this information or that information. And, at some point or another, all you do is stifle your opponent with your studying, and that doesn't actually convince them. It doesn't, just because you've studied doesn't make you right, right? Like, there's people on the other side that have done the, that looked into this and looked into that. And
even if you can convince somebody.
Even
if after argument after argument after argument, you finally, you've won, you've defeated me, I now believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Well, okay, how is it still relevant today? Even if you come to that conclusion, all you have to say is, well, those people aren't there anymore. There's a whole new batch of people. All of a sudden they're trustworthy.
Yeah, you could say that Obama let Bush go when he should have gotten him and he should have known. And then Trump let Obama go, who should have known, that they must therefore all be kind of in it together.
Yeah, and what are the odds that, the people that believe in 9/11 truth are also likely the kind of people who believe they're in it together, right? They're the kind of people who believe that there's
some... I don't think they all believe that. Rosie O'Donnell was by all means a 9/11 truther.
Was she?
There's plenty of Democrats out there that believe that 9/11 was an inside job, mostly because there was a Republican in office.
Okay.
And this is some of the mud that is in the water surrounding the 9/11 truth movement, is there is no cohesive philosophy that backs
That's
up the
point.
9/11 truth movement. All it is that I heard this was true, and, there's some evidence for it somewhere on the internet or whatever, because finding real evidence is impossible at this point.
Right.
I would think. I've heard
they
there's evidence for thermite, but I mean, okay, I don't know. I mean, it's like rehashing the Katyn massacre from 1940.
Yeah. If you're at a gathering of people, hearing the same guy going over the same ground over and over again is going to be pretty dull. Like, oh, it's that guy talking about 9/11 again. At some point, it gets pretty tiresome. Now, we're more than willing to put up with it because it's an open phone show, and we're happy to have the debate and the discussion and, keep talking about these things. We'll talk about JFK or whatever. But ultimately, does it really matter? Is this really something that is persuading a larger number of people now? I could understand the argument if it was 2005, these people saying, well, we need to spread this so people can, reject the idea of the states and believe that it's evil and come on board with voluntarism, which how many of the truthers have done that? I don't know. Probably not that many of them, but some of them have. But it would seem that it would have been more effective 10 years ago than it is today. And even 10 years ago, I didn't consider it particularly effective because you're always arguing about, the facts. At least with the police violence and the other depraved things that you can see the state doing all the time, bombing innocent people in the Middle East, at least with those things, you don't have to argue about whether they happened. Sure, you can argue about the death count, There's people that say it should be 100,000 innocents. There's people say it should be over a million innocents in, you know, Iraq and Syria, etc. Okay, we can quibble about that, but nobody can deny that bombs have been dropped on innocent people over there.
Yeah, nobody attempts to deny that.
Right, and nobody can deny.
They might be smart bombs, but they're not that smart.
When there's video footage of cops, you know, shooting what is it they shot into the baby's crib? A gas canister.
Yeah,
shooting a gas canister into some baby's crib when you've got video footage of people having their lives destroyed because the cops ran into the wrong house, or some dog getting its head blown off at a roadside stop because he was wagging his tail in front of the cop. When you see those stories, nobody can deny that. They can't just say that was an editing trick. That dog really got its head shot off there. You know, is that okay with you? Is that something that you want the state to be doing in your name? I feel like those things are more persuasive. If we're talking about effectively bringing people on board with the ideas of liberty, I don't doubt. We've had people call this show like, oh, it was the 9/11 truth movement that brought me in. Cool. That's great. I'm glad that happened. But just because that happened for you doesn't mean it's the most effective method of persuasion.
There are also shows that do that. There are shows,
the 9/11 thing?
Yeah, that take the conspiracy theory angle and then bring it to the ideas of liberty. That's not this show. I mean, you know, this show takes basically, hopefully, in most cases, you know, day-to-day news, looks at it from a libertarian perspective, yeah, and attempts to show a solution, from the ideas of liberty. Personally, I don't think we're ever going to find out exactly what happened on 9/11. And I do find the Building 7 thing to be very interesting. But, well, what? You know, there's lots of things I'm never going to find out exactly what happened about.
Let's go to Toby in Michigan. Toby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Toby, Michigan.
Hello.
Going once.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I can't beat level 5 in Mario.
In which?
At 10 o'clock.
Hello?
What? Hello?
You can't beat level 5 in which Mario?
Super Mario World.
Yeah, I can't help you there, man.
It's impossible, I tell you.
I can't. I wish I could help you, but I've never really played it.
A forum out there, maybe a game FAQ you could check up on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight.
Speed run.
That's right. This is like the thing that is one of the big deals on the YouTube videos and Twitches of people playing video games is they challenge each other to go as fast as they possibly can through an entire game. And they're called speed runs. This dude that was, I think he lives in Mexico. He calls himself the Mexican Runner. He actually played through every NES game, speedrun style, in the entire NES library.
Man.
Yeah. It's crazy. He even went
through. That's not one time, because he had to go multiple times to just get good enough to go fast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And now all those videos are on his YouTube channel, and he's still uploading them, because there's like 700 games. And one of them is like this piano teaching game, where he literally had to learn how to play piano to get through the game, and it took him like 20-something hours, or like it was 30 hours or something.
God.
Wow.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency.
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.